This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, a believer is like a mirror. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio. It's me, Sister Zainab, and obviously the title, Believer is a Mirror, is a sort of, let's say it's quite a broad topic. What I mean by that is that to some extent, when we are surrounded, if we have some good believers around us, they can obviously tell us, sort of almost reflect back. Oh, in being with them, in being in their company, we can become aware of, you know, anything that we're doing that is good, but even more importantly, really, they can also make us aware of any things that we maybe need to work on. And look, I've had this idea. There's a beautiful little story from the life of the famous Iranian martyr Hamid Bakari. So he is one of the famous martyrs from the Iranian Holy Defense. And so his wife and Hamid, they used to keep a joint notebook. And both of them would write in this notebook sort of what maybe we'd call constructive criticisms or feedback about each other for sort of improving each other's character. So I was just trying to think, well, what could that be? So it could be, for example, with a couple, maybe if the spouses the spouses come home and maybe just brought something from the bakery because maybe you remembered that, I remember my wife really likes that sort of cake and just sort of turns up without being asked and has just brought the favourite cake. So, you know, that's a nice little thing. That would be worth writing in the notebook. Any sort of beautiful little traits and habits that people have. And then, of course, when it comes to the select flaws, if we're to write down flaws or anything that's not so good. So what could that be, for example? Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and obviously talking about the idea that the believers are like mirrors to each other, and I've referred to a little story from the life of the famous martyr Hamid Bakari and this notebook that he and his wife would keep, and obviously the idea that we could actually sort of, well, he and his wife did, but we could literally do something like that and write in this book. Well, we could do it, for example, with a spouse. We could do it even like in a family. It might be a nice way of doing it to sort of draw people's attention to what we're doing well and what we maybe need to work on. So, for example, like one of my friends, I remember she was literally upset a whole day, sadly, because someone had snapped at a family member, had one snapped at her in the morning, and you know, something like that we could even write in a notebook, because many of us, we're not aware of the impact of maybe more so with our actions, but maybe not even with them, but for sure with our words, we're not always aware of our impact. So if we had a notebook and we could literally write in there, look, so-and-so snapped at me this morning and I found it really upsetting. You know, if the other person were to read that, they might think, oh, okay, I wasn't even aware I snapped. So, you know, it does help a bit. So, interestingly, with regard to the notebook of Hamid Bakari and his wife, so Hamid Bakari had written lots of comments for his wife, so probably good comments, and also just maybe little things that he thought she could improve on. And strangely enough, so his wife hadn't written down any flaws for her husband. She actually couldn't think of any flaws for her husband. So isn't that beautiful? You know, this is obviously where we'd like to get, that when we think of one of our friends, a family member, a spouse, fellow believers, there is nothing there. It's just good. And obviously our martyrs exemplify that anyway, every single one of them. So inshallah, this is just a reminder, just a little method for people to use maybe, inshallah. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.aranradio.ir.